subject about Shukadev Goswami. How was it possible that Shukadev Goswami became an impersonalist, a Brahmavadi, but then became attracted to Krishna's personalistic activities? That question in and of itself is not very difficult to answer. But he goes on to say, I ask this because I've heard from senior devotees that Shuka is a parrot of Radharani. That is stated, where is that said? In one of the Goswami literatures. Brahma Vaivata Purana? Yeah. Not Goswami literature. And that in, is it not Brahma Vaivata? Yeah. And that in his form as a parrot, he heard Bhagavatam from Lord Shiva while he was explaining it to Mother Parvati. Also, Shukdev Goswami remained in his mother, Bhitika, womb for around 16 years as he refused to come out. But after Krishna assured him that he will not be attracted by his Maya energy, then he came out. This means that Shuka knows Krishna is supreme. Then how did he become an impersonalist? Yeah, very interesting questions. But we often find that Nitya Siddha devotees, it's not uncommon that they come to this world and they appear for some time to be not Nitya Siddha. There's the examples of Narada, Prahlad, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So there are examples like that of devotees. They're actually, they are fully pure, but they come to this world and they play some role to exhibit the pastimes of Krishna. That about Narada, it said that he's that analysis Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given is that he's mixed sadhana siddha and kripa siddha, but actually he's nitya siddha. But he appears to be, plays a certain role in Krishna's pastimes. So that's arranged by Krishna's external energy, Leela Shakti, that they appear to be not in the position of pure devotional service. Shuka knows Krishna is supreme, then how did he become an impersonalist? Well, there are many impersonalists who will say that Krishna is supreme, but but their understanding is a bit mixed up. They'll agree, yes, Krishna is supreme. But they have some modified understanding of what it means to be supreme. That's more like a Mayavadi to be like that. But even you see the four Kumaras, they went to Vaikuntha to see Vishnu. They weren't devotees. So they know all, they know there's Vishnu is in Vaikuntha, but still they have this conception that all is... Or rather they're attracted to the impersonal effulgence. They're not very much attracted to the personality of Godhead. I wouldn't try too much to understand the mentality of impersonalists. Better to try and understand the mentality of devotees. But anyway, we can understand this is all arranged by the Lord's internal potency to demonstrate how Atma Ramas Chamunayo Nigranta Apyurukrame Kurvantya Haitukim Bhaktim Itam Bhuta Gono Harehe. How to give a good demonstration of how someone who is satisfied in themselves by self-realization, but not a devotee, how they become attracted by the qualities of Krishna. So, Shukdev, he is the prime example of that.